Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. And right now, I am pleased to be joined by Paul Tufan, who is the owner and physician with Litchfield Urgent Care. Paul, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, David.
Not a problem. Where did this idea come from to bring this urgent care facility to Litchfield exactly?
So Litchfield is our third location. We started with our first location in Effingham almost 5 years ago, and 2 years ago in Taylorville. And then we just opened here in Litchfield. And the whole idea has been that communities like Litchfield have limited access to care. You have a hospital with an emergency room, and then you have maybe some doctor's offices, but that's about it. So when you have something come up, whether it's an illness or an injury and you need to be seen right away, it's not uncommon that you call your doctor and they can't get you in. And then they say, well, go to the ER. And with healthcare costs these days, people try to avoid the ER as much as possible. So it's really a convenience for patients.
Absolutely. Now, do you own all of the facilities?
I do.
Okay. And what kind of services do you provide out there at the urgent care facility?
So our urgent care can take care of almost anything that would come up, except for a really significant illness like a heart attack or a stroke. Mm-hmm. So if you have an illness like an earache, sore throat, a cough, we'll take care of that. If you have pneumonia or asthma, we can take care of you for that. We have x-ray. So if you injure yourself, you have a broken bone, we can x-ray you. We've got splints. We have all sorts of orthopedic equipment we can give you. If you cut yourself, we can take care of that. If you're dehydrated, we give IV fluids. So really, we could do quite a bit in our facility.
So yeah, it sounds like you're just about as good as an ER without the heart attack services.
Yeah, unless you're like really, really ill, I would say go to the ER. But we could take care of everything else.
In your location, you're out there on Corvette Drive, in case anybody hasn't noticed, which is out kind of by the interstate. So
yes,
good location. It's good specifically because you've probably noticed this, but there are a couple railroad tracks in Litchfield that split the town in half. Therefore, the hospital's on one side of the tracks. I don't know that we've had an issue right now. Maybe we have. I don't know. But just in case a train is, you know, going by, now there's a place for medical services on both sides of the tracks.
Exactly. And I've been caught by that train. I actually asked my receptionist who lives nearby, and she said, yes, the two tracks there can really cause problems. So we're on the west side of the tracks.
Right, which is, that's the side that didn't have the hospital. So yeah, like I said, both sides are taken care of.
Uh-huh.
Are you from Effingham, or where are you from?
No, I was born and raised in Chicago.
Okay.
But I've been in central Illinois for the last 7 years working at the hospitals and the clinics, so I've become quite familiar with central Illinois.
Oh, absolutely. I obviously probably have a passion for medicine and passion for helping people.
Yeah, you know, I worked in the ER for 12 years, and after 12 years, you really get to see what people come in for, why they come in. And this was really kind of one of those things out of necessity, I thought. It just serves patients better than going to the ER. Nobody wants to sit there and wait 2 hours for an earache and then pay a huge bill. So this is, you know, an option for patients that want to avoid all that.
Now, how many physicians are at the Litchfield facility?
So I'll be the only physician. We have a nurse practitioner and we have a physician assistant. So you'll always see one of our providers. I oversee everything. I can do a lot from, you know, without being at the clinic. I can oversee quite a bit. And anytime they have questions, they always give me a call. And we've always provided really good care to all our patients at the other facilities.
So what are the hours like? When is it open?
We're open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we'll be open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're open most holidays. We will be closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter, but otherwise we're open.
Paul Tufan, owner and physician with Litchfield Urgent Care. Do you, like most doctor's offices, do you have to make an appointment before you're seen, or do you accept walk-ins?
That's the beauty of it. No appointment necessary. Just come in any time. On our webpage at centralillinoisurgentcare.com, you can go there. You can actually get what's called a zip pass and say, you know, you've got a lunch break at work at 12 o'clock. you make a kind of holds your spot in line is what it is. So you can sort of book a little spot in line. And then when you come in, we'll get you in right away. But really, you don't need appointments. Just come whenever you want.
Absolutely. How does it work with insurance covers? You accept most insurance providers?
We are contracted with the biggest policies around here. The one that we're currently working on getting is Medicaid. So that we've got to jump through a lot of hoops for that one. But we're contracted with the big ones like Medicare, Blue Cross, HealthLink. The one that we didn't get, which we really wanted to, was Health Alliance.
Okay. Yeah.
Health Alliance actually denied our application, saying that there was enough access for their patients in the area, which I would have to disagree with because there are no other urgent cares around here. So
sure.
If you've got anybody out there with Health Alliance, stop in. We have a petition for you to sign. And if we collect enough signatures, we will send it to Health Alliance. And it could help change the decision because the same thing happened to us in Taylorville. And they actually then contracted with us in Taylorville.
Yeah, it's good that you mentioned that because I believe the county, the Montgomery County employees who have insurance under the county insurance plan, that is through Health Alliance. I imagine there are a lot of people with Health Alliance around here. So,
and we'd love to take care of you. If you come in and sign that petition, we'll get them all to Health Alliance and hopefully they'll reconsider.
Is there like a website or something? I mean, I think you mentioned a website where you can find out more information about your facility.
Sure, Central Illinois Urgent Care. You'll find all three of our sites there. We do the same thing at all the sites. You can see our services, our hours, the insurances that we're contracted with. You can book that online appointment. You could pay your bill online. So quite a bit on the website.
Paul Tufan, owner and physician with Litchfield Urgent Care. Paul, was there anything else you wanted to mention about your place?
I think you covered it all. We've got almost all the services you get in the ER. The one thing we didn't mention is that we also dispense medications in our clinic. So if you don't want to go to the pharmacy, we carry most of the common stuff, almost the same price at the pharmacy, sometimes even less than the pharmacy.
That's convenient.
So another convenience. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Well, sounds good. Well, it's good to see you again. The location out there on Corvette Drive, it's right next door to Los Rancheros. Right around the Steak and Shake, KFC, all those restaurants.
Right there, right down the street.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Well, again, Paul, thank you so much for coming out today. Good luck with this venture because this is going to be a good thing for Litchfield.
Thank you.
And the community, the surrounding communities in general.
We're excited to help everybody here, and we're ready to go, so come on in.
Again, that is Paul Tufan with the Litchfield Urgent Care Facility. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. Tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.